Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa, te iwi e hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika iwa tukou mā whitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko Joel Bristow tēnei to kai pā pāhoi wēnei o ngā haora. A ki te kōro e pāneki wēnei o ngā kaupapa matua ngā pitopito kōro o te wā. I rungi i te wāia kōro i tēnei wā ko Dr. Anna Brooks. Ki te kōro e pāneki wētahi o wēnei o ngā kaupapa. No reira me tāri ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā. Tēnā rā koe e Dr. Anna.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, could we just start off our kōrero this morning with you introducing yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Sure, I'm Dr. Anna Brooks, and I'm an immunologist at the University of Auckland, and I have a strong passion at understanding what this coronavirus does to our immune systems, and therefore preventing people getting this.
Thank you again for taking the time out to join us this morning. We have been having mass kōrero amongst our people, and every weekday we're sharing new information about what is going on out there. And at the moment, major new studies show that more than a third of COVID patients have symptoms months later after getting this, after contracting COVID. Why is this?
Yeah, well, we do know that many viruses can cause sort of long-term post-viral conditions. But what's been very curious about COVID-19 is that it's affecting quite a large proportion, and some of these symptoms are just quite different, quite specific. All sorts of strange symptoms. And yes, this new study showed that up to, at least 10 or up to 30%, even more, may have this a month. We know here in New Zealand that even we know that people have still got this 18 months later. We don't know why. We don't know why. And so our best protection is to, you know, protect ourselves from getting this virus. Because, you know, we did hear a lot about, you know, the comparison to the flu. It is far more dangerous than the flu, and not just in and how it affects people and how people can die, but also these long-term effects that we've just never seen before.
So are you really speaking on the first wave of COVID or also this Delta variant?
Well, yes, we absolutely know that the Delta variant can do this as well, and we're just too early in our Delta outbreak to understand how many may not have recovered. It's quite frustrating for those New Zealanders who have had this virus and hear every day that people have recovered. We know that recovered doesn't mean returning to your normal health. We know that some people will, absolutely, but the message that we really want to get out there is that it's not just about who dies. We know that this virus can get into all parts of the body and we can have these longer-term effects, and we don't know enough about that yet. It also can affect all age groups, and even if you're perfectly healthy, we just don't understand why some people have a chronic condition and there are no treatments for this, that we just don't understand why this is happening. So it's just the message is just really clear that, you know, it's not just about who's going to die from this. We don't want people to be, you know, suffering long term because they weren't aware of the dangers of the long term effects.
So what are you able to tell us about those so far who have contracted COVID? The comparison of those who were vaccinated and not vaccinated. Do you have any information on that so far?
In New Zealand, we don't really know, you know, there's not enough information about, you know, who's going to go on to get this. But what we do know internationally is absolutely the vaccination protects. We know that the vaccination is not 100% protective, right? But what we do know is that because the vaccine protects so widely, just the mere fact that you're less likely to get infected means your chances of getting this long COVID condition absolutely plummet as well. So, you know, moving forward, a population that's highly protected with vaccination will have very, very low long COVID rates. And that's really, really important because absolutely the vaccination protects. We still know you can get the virus and it can still so-called infect you, but that level of infection and what that does to you is going to, you know, is much, much lower than if you're when you're fully vaccinated, essentially. So, yes, we do know that the vaccine is preventing long COVID. It's just not 100%. So we can't drop our barriers down and think that, you know, vaccination will never see long COVID. But the message is very clear. Vaccination is preventing widespread chronic conditions.
And that is an issue around the number of vaccinations happening in Te Taitukero and throughout Aotearoa, and I assume throughout the world, is just the uncertainty so far. But how will this data that's being captured at the moment be utilised for further assist the ongoing combat of containing the Delta variant and the movements of the COVID virus as a whole?
Well, we hope that vaccination is going to, you know, curb this pandemic. We hope that widespread vaccination is going to slow the spread. And that's the main goal, right? We know that as soon as Delta came along, it was much more infectious than previous variants. So we really hope that this is our best defence against moving forward and protecting our whānau and just making sure that we're doing the best effort to not get this virus. So, you know, we do know that, you know, there's been vaccine hesitancy. And I think, you know, one of the reasons to sort of help improve is information, right? Like, everyone has a choice, but it's that whole thing that if you don't understand if you don't have that information and know that this virus can affect you very severely, very long term, and that percent is up to 30%, you know, that's information that we need to get out there. So, because, you know, the vaccine is so safe. And so that sort of those two bits of information together are what we really want out there, that, you know, this virus does not discriminate. It just, you know, anyone can be infected by this and anyone can pass this on if you're not protected.
That is the very phrase I used to one of my friends the other day. This is one virus, and like many other viruses, they do not discriminate. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. However, I do want to ask that final word and ask that it be put as straight as possible, because I have also an understanding and been hearing lots that you made a comparison with the flu, or you mentioned the comparisons that have been made with the flu. While the flu has reached everybody, and eventually at one stage of everybody's life, it's going to reach everybody. Is this the case with COVID-19?
I believe so. So I think that's the other very clear message here, is that, you know, when we were living our relatively normal life because we'd got the virus out of the country, what changed was Delta. So before, you know, you could weigh up, oh, what's my risk of getting Delta? Now the decision is clear. The decision is vaccinate and protect yourself or face the virus. It is that clear now.
So it's basically just a matter of time.
Yes.
Okay, then thank you very much for answering those questions. And I just want to leave an opportunity to yourself, if there is any other major messages that you would like to get out to our listeners up here in Te Taitukero.
I guess the other message to sort of get out there as well is that because there's not been much messaging around this long COVID or chronic condition, we want to also just make sure that people do reach out if they've had this virus. You know, we do know that there's a lot of stigma around catching this virus. We want to break those barriers down. Everyone this virus touches, you know, every life matters, and we want to make sure that people are reaching out and seeking support if they do end up having this virus and having these ongoing symptoms. You know, we have support groups and we encourage anyone to reach out. So that's sort of the other message. You know, we do want to make sure that anyone who's had this virus is not treated as if, you know, it's their fault and that stigma that's out there.
We appreciate you taking out the time today, and all that information is most definitely going to assist us in making our decisions, and hopefully those decisions are made as soon as possible. And all the best for the rest of your time, and we are thinking about all of you who are based in Auckland, and hope that everything gets a little bit better for everybody prior to Christmas to try and bring some form of normality back to our whānau based throughout Aotearoa and then extended throughout the world. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Kia ora.
Dr. Anna Brooks, tērā, koiara tētahi o ngā kai rangahau, ngā kai mahi no te whare wānanga o Tāmiki mā Kaurau. No reira, neira, te mea tu kia aia mō wera o ngā kōreo e pāna ki tēnei tūmomo mate, ai, ko te mate urutā tēnei o te mate kōwhiori. No reira, te whānau, mautonu mai ki te hakaronga ki wētahi atu kōrero pēra ai, i te rangi nei, no reira, mō tēnei wā te whānau, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo, iri rangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, irātahi te iarere.